You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Marcella Chidester on her way to a three-year-old's birthday party when she crashes 25 feet into the Newport, Michigan's Swan Boat Club, killing two children and injuring 15 more. Turns out, Chidester had just left a bar.
Nancy, Chidester is well known in the community and the previous head of Swan Boat Club. Chidester was invited to the party. The children killed in the crash have now been identified as 4-year-old Zane Phillips and 8-year-old Alana Phillips. Their older brother survived the crash but suffered serious injuries, including broken legs, ribs, and a fractured skull.
Marcella Chidester, 66, now facing 2 second-degree murder charges, 6 counts of DUI causing serious bodily injury or death. Daniel Young drives a charter bus. He and his passenger spend the night at a DeLand, Florida hotel. Young complains at the front desk about noise in the room above him, but staff says their hands are tied. Young takes matters into his own hands and sprays pepper spray outside the offending room's door. The entire hotel has to be evacuated, and based on surveillance video, Young himself is ID'd as the pepper sprayer. Young, 59, now charged with criminal mischief. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that a former Milwaukee police officer was rightfully fired for sharing racist memes linked to an NBA player's arrest, leading to public outrage. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Officer Eric Andrade was involved in the 2018 arrest of Sterling Brown, a Milwaukee Bucks player at the time. Brown claimed that when police confronted him for parking illegally in a disabled space, they used excessive force and singled him out because he is black. The altercation started when he was waiting for his citation and talking with the officers. He refused to take his hands out of his pockets when told to, so the officers used a stun gun to take him down. Although Andrade did not assist in Brown's arrest, he did transport him following the incident. Brown sued the city, the police department, and several of the officers who assisted in his arrest, including Andrade, under federal civil rights statutes. Brown referenced Andrade's racist Facebook memes in his lawsuit. A few hours after the arrest, Andrade posted online, "Nice meeting Sterling Brown of the Milwaukee Bucks at work this morning. LOL. Hashtag fear the deer." 3 months later, the lawsuit claims Andrade again posted an offensive meme featuring NBA player Kevin Durant. In 2018, Andrade was fired following a suspension for breaking the department's code of conduct in relation to his social media posts, not for his actions during the arrest of Brown. On the same day the lawsuit was filed, Andrade deleted his Facebook account. He filed a lawsuit against the Milwaukee Board of Fire and Police Commissioners, which examined the case and confirmed the chief's dismissal of him. Andrade claimed that his rights to due process had been infringed. Andrade filed an appeal with the Wisconsin Supreme Court after his dismissal was upheld by both a state appeals court and a circuit court in Milwaukee County.
The high court ruled that the police chief had given Andrade a fair opportunity to be heard and had adequately presented the grounds supporting his firing. In Tennessee, the writings of a school shooter may be made public after the investigation is formally concluded. This as a judge appears prepared to agree with a lawyer for Nashville police. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Now, by claiming to have acquired legal ownership of the papers from the shooter's parents and to now possess the copyright, the parents of students at the Covenant School put a further twist to an already complicated case. During a 2-day hearing, 8 lawyers argued their cases before Davidson County Chancery Court Judge LaShea Miles. However, none of the attorneys claimed to be experts in copyright law. At times, it seemed as though their responses to Miles' sharp questioning concerning the relationship between the Tennessee Public Records Act and federal copyright laws served simply to further complicate matters. Ultimately, Miles stated that she would draft an order specifying the precise questions she wants answered. She will then decide whether the writings can be made public, if at all. Officials have stated that the records they have collected for their investigation into the March 27, 2023 incident at the Covenant School, an attack which resulted in the deaths of 3 9-year-old children and 3 adult staff members, are public information. They have clarified, though, that they will not be released until their investigation is concluded. A Tennessee state senator, news outlets, a gun rights organization, and a foundation dedicated to law enforcement are among those requesting that the materials be made available immediately. They contend that at this stage, the open investigation is merely a formality. The gunman was shot and killed by police at the scene, and there are no known additional suspects in the shooting. Three other organizations who were granted permission to intervene in the case countered that none of the articles should ever be released. Attorneys for the Covenant Parents, the Covenant School, and the Covenant Presbyterian Church united to argue that the writings are protected by a Tennessee law that safeguards the privacy of information, records, and plans pertaining to school security. They contended that by interpreting the rule broadly, the text could serve as a source of inspiration for imitators, therefore jeopardizing the security of Covenant.
Miles made it apparent at the conclusion of the hearing that this will not be an easy decision and wants more information on copyright law before ruling on the school shooter's writings.
Thanks, John. Martin Zizi and Marie Bellevue divorce. They share custody of their daughter, Noelle Zizi. Martin Zizi sees Noelle every 2 weeks and holidays. When Zizi arrives at Bellevue's Kennesaw, Georgia home to pick up Noelle, the home's empty and there is a for rent sign out front. Zizi tries to find Bellevue, but she doesn't answer texts or calls from him or anybody else. Police issue a warrant against Marie Bellevue for interfering with custody, but cops can't seem to track her down. Zizi hires 4 private investigators that can't find a trace of the mom or daughter. Marie Bellevue and Noelle Zizi have not been seen or heard from for 2.5 years. If you have info on the mom and daughter, please contact Kennesaw, Georgia PD, 770-429-4533. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.